You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medla. Louis Nelson reports for Politico that New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has lined up 16 other states, the District of Columbia, and six large cities to sue the Commerce Department and the Census Bureau over asking about U.S. citizenship on the 2020 census. Schneiderman says the citizenship question, quote, will fatally undermine the accuracy of the population count and cause tremendous harms, end quote. The lawsuit, filed April 3rd, says, quote, as defendants' own research shows, this decision will inevitably jeopardize the overall accuracy of the population count by significantly deterring participation in immigrant communities because of concerns about how the federal government will use citizenship information. These concerns have been amplified by the anti-immigrant policies, actions, and rhetoric targeting immigrant communities from President Trump and his administration, end quote. New York, Connecticut, Delaware, Illinois, Iowa, Maryland, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, North Carolina, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, Washington, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, and Virginia are listed as plaintiffs in the lawsuit, with the District of Columbia, New York City, Chicago, Philadelphia, Providence, Rhode Island, Seattle, and San Francisco, and the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Read the full story at Politico. William J. Kemble reports in the Daily Freeman that no members of the public commented on the proposed $2.35 million Saugerties Village 2018-19 budget at an April 2nd public hearing. There's a 0.64% spending increase of $14,867, and Mayor Bill Murphy says it's the eighth consecutive year with a tax levy decrease. Quote, I think that's pretty impressive, Murphy said. Quote, our budget is over $1 million less than it was 9 years ago. Obviously, the town takeover of the police force has something to do with that, but we still maintained and absorbed a lot of other increases over those years, end quote. Saugerties taxpayers would get a $1.68 million property tax levy and a 1.08% decrease of $18,267 under the proposal. The village board will vote on the budget at their April 16th meeting in the village fire department meeting room at 43 Partition Street. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. WHEC reports that Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, will return to his alma mater next month to deliver a commencement address. Faso will speak at the College at Brockport event on May 12th. The school is in Monroe County near Rochester. Faso has not listed the event on his public schedule on his website and has not listed any events there in about 6 months. Read the full story at the WHEC website. Jimmy Vielkind reports at Politico New York that Governor Andrew Cuomo derided the new Republican running for his seat, Mark Molinaro, April 2nd, as a, quote, Trump mini-me, end quote. That might not stick, though, as the Dutchess County executive says he wrote in former Congressperson Chris Gibson rather than voting for Donald Trump in 2016. Quote, I had significant differences at the time, Molinaro said of candidate Trump April 2nd. Quote, for those who admire him, they believe he says it the way he sees it, and so do I. When he doesn't do what's in the best interests of New Yorkers and New York families, I'll say it. And when America and the federal government does something in the best interest of New Yorkers, I'll say that too, end quote. You can read the full story at Politico New York. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.